Hello and welcome to Catholic Answers Live. I'm Cy Kelly, your host. 2 hours of open forum today and two wonderful guests. First hour, Tim Staples. Second hour, Joe Heschmeyer. So good time to get on the line if you've got a question, whether you are Catholic or not, whether you're a Christian or not, whether you're a believer or not. Your questions are welcome here. Ask any question you want about the Catholic faith, from the person of Jesus to the Bible to the history of the church to the doctrines of the church, any of it. 888-318-7884 is the number. 888-318-7884. And now I'm going to give that number out a couple more times, and then I'm going to go to a different number because also we got to take a little bit of time this hour to raise money, because that's how we fund this program, to pay for what we do here. We come on the air and ask you to support it 4 times a year. We come on and make that request. And we only do it for 6 hours at a time. We spend 6 hours, and then we only use a bit of each hour to raise money. So if you've got open forum questions, if you've got a question you'd like to ask Tim Staples this hour, here's the number a couple more times, and then I won't say it again this hour. 888-318-7884. Jot it down if you're thinking about calling later. 888-318-7884. Now to the number that you can call to support us. That's the number we'll be giving out throughout this hour. We have a whole bunch of phone lines open. We got Tim Staples in the studio with us. And Tim, what do we got for a match this hour?
We've got $20,000, my friends, a $20,000 match. Just like yesterday, and I have to start by saying thank you, my brothers and sisters. Yesterday, you came through both hours. We love you, each and every one of you that gave. You really came through for us yesterday, and we're going to ask you again, folks. You know, people ask me, Tim, you seem to like doing this, and I say, absolutely. That is asking for money.
Yeah.
And you know why I like asking for money here? Because I believe in what we are doing here at Catholic Answers. What do we do? 24/7 through media, as well as all that you see here, we give people Catholic answers. That's what we do. Not Cy Kellett's opinion, Tim Staples' opinion, or as I said yesterday, our old boss Carl Keating used to say, you can give your opinions here and there, but tell the people this is just my opinion.
Yeah.
Because they're not really tuning in for your opinions. They're tuning in to hear the Word of God, the truth, as it has been presented for 2,000 years in Scripture and tradition, as it is interpreted by the Magisterium of the Catholic Church. And that's what we do, my friends. And so we are coming to you now to help us to be able to do it even more and perhaps even better, because we've got stuff planned, folks.
We do.
For the future, but we need your help. Right now, don't wait until the second hour, and don't wait until tomorrow. We need you right now at 888-291-8000. We need those $25 gifts one time, a $50 gift one time. Believe me, we love you. In fact, those gifts are going to be doubled immediately. You give $25, pow, it becomes $50. You give $50, pow, it becomes $100. We need those monthly gifts as well, folks. This is our bread and butter. The monthly gifts, $25 a month. And because, now, I don't want to go out on a limb here. I am assuming we have another match on the monthly donors.
We do. It continues until it's out of money, and we still have match available.
Oh, my goodness. So, yes. Folks, hear me. If you give a monthly gift, it is going to effectively be tripled, not just doubled. Monthly gifts are going to be tripled. So you give $25 a month right now at 888-291-8000, and that becomes $900. Think about it, $25 a month, that's $300 a year that you're giving. But because we have a match and then another match on top of it, because you're a monthly giver, that becomes $900. Folks, you give a gift right now of $100 a month. Guess what? That becomes $3,600, folks. Please get on the phone, 888-291-8000. And we got to ask right now, we haven't gotten our $10,000 gift yet. This drive, we are looking for that $10,000 gift, and we've not gotten that $20,000 gift yet. Is that you? Give us a call, 888-291-8000. I know there are people listening right now that can do that, And folks, you know what? Again, I'm going to say this real quick, Si, but I'm always reminded of 2 Corinthians chapter 9 when St. Paul was asking for gifts from the Corinthians, right? He says, it is superfluous for me to write to you about the offering for the saints, right? He's asking for financial assistance for the gospel, right? And he challenges the Corinthians, and I'm going to skip down a lot of beautiful things that he says, but he says the point is this in verse 6. He who sows sparingly will reap sparingly. He who sows bountifully will reap bountifully. St. Paul understood what we understand, my friends, is that when you give, you become a partaker in all of what we do here in our apostolic work. That's not just cliche. This is St. Paul. You can see it in Philippians 4:19 as well. St. Paul talks about this, how the gifts given to the ministry are like sacrifices that ascend up and are acceptable unto God, and you become a partaker in all the labors of St. Paul. And here, all the labors that we accomplish here at Catholic Answers. Now, let me read verse 7. Each one must do as he has made up his mind, not reluctantly or under compulsion. Now, Si, I'm going to try not to use compulsion here, okay?
Well, good luck if you do use
it. I will use begging, but not compulsion.
Right.
I'm not forcing anyone.
No.
And St. Paul makes a very important point. Not reluctantly, not under compulsion. Why? Because God loves a cheerful giver, he says. And God is able to provide you with every blessing in abundance so that you may always have enough of everything and may provide in abundance for every good work. That is what it's all about, folks. So please, we need right from the start now. We've got 8 open lines right now. We need you to call 888-291-8000. Give that gift now. And remember, you can go to CatholicAnswersRadio.com. You don't have to wait in line. You always go right to the top of the line, right? Or right to the front of the line, CatholicAnswersRadio.com. Or you can very easily text Catholic to 24365.
888-291-8000 is the number to go to make your pledge. As Tim said, there's 12 of our colleagues on the lines right now, only 4 lines full, so a perfect opportunity to make that call. It does get busy as the pledge drive goes on. We're grateful for that. But right now, if you would fill up those lines, it would mean a great deal to us. I am going to go to the phones because we are here to do work, and we as much as we need to continue to ask you for your help and support, we're going to continue to do what we're here to do, which is answer questions about Jesus and his church. 888-291-8000. Go ahead and pick up that phone, and I will pick up this phone. Devante is in our old friend Devante in Texas, listening on the Catholic Answers Live app. Devante, haven't heard from you for a while, but it's nice to hear from you. Welcome.
Good evening. How are you guys doing?
Very well, thank you.
Yes, sir. I had a question about, which is fitting because you have Timothy Staples there. I have a question about Mary.
Okay.
We have to do a pledge drive. Tim will not stop talking about Mary if you get him started. Devante, bad choice. Bad choice to start off with. All right. Go ahead.
You go, Devante. You go, brother.
So I was listening to a dialogue between 2 Protestant theologians.
Okay.
And they were talking about, I'm going to pronounce this wrong, so you'll have to say it correctly.
Okay.
But Pope Pius IX's constitution, ineffabilis Deus.
Yes, it's ineffabilis Deus. Ineffabilis Deus, yes.
Right, and that, yeah.
That.
And they said that in this constitution that I have not read, because whenever I looked it up, I only saw the Latin. They said that Pope Pius says, in reference to Genesis 3:15, mm-hmm. that he says that Mary crushed the head of the serpent.
Yes.
And he said, I'll stop there. He says that Mary crushed the head of the serpent.
Yes.
It's one question, but it has 2 parts. Did Pope Pius actually say that?
Mm-hmm.
And what does that mean?
Gotcha.
Okay, Devante.
Great question, Devante. And first of all, we have to make a distinction. In that letter, in Ineffabilis Deus, he does mention that Mary crushes the head of the serpent. That is a fact. But it is not part of the definition of the Immaculate Conception. The definition comes at the end of the letter, and that, you know, states quite plainly, by a singular privilege of grace, God preserved Mary free of all stain of original sin and so forth. So it doesn't, it's not included in the infallible declaration, but it is included in the text. And of course, even though it's not part of the infallible declaration, it is a truth. No doubt about it, because of course Mary crushes the head of the serpent. And this is what we understand this to mean. In Genesis 3:15, prophetically after the fall, of course, God comes right. I love the way God puts it, right in the face of the devil. You know, the devil thinks he had won. And, you know, God says, you haven't won because you got the wrong woman here. This is where God promises. He says, I will place enmity between you and the woman. That is the devil speaking to it right in his face. You and the woman, her seed and your seed. And then you will strike at his heel and he will crush your head. Okay. And so the first meaning of this text, who is it that crushes the head of Lucifer? It's the seed of the woman who is Jesus Christ. In that prophecy, the first meaning of the seed that crushes the head of Lucifer is Jesus Christ. However, we find, Devontae, in Romans chapter 16, verse 20, St. Paul says, we are looking forward to the time when God will crush the head of Lucifer beneath your feet, referring to all of us. Well, referring first to the Christians at Rome to whom he's writing. But of all Christians, he says, God will crush the head of Lucifer under your feet. So that promise, according to St. Paul, is not exclusively to Jesus in the sense that it's absolutely Jesus alone. All right, it is Jesus, but because we are members of the body of Christ, we participate. In other words, Paul's not getting it wrong here, right? St. Paul has just gone through great lengths teaching in chapter 12 about the body of Romans chapter 12, you know, that we are the body of Christ. And so as members of the body of Christ, we crush the head of Lucifer as well. So, of course, if we participate in the crushing of the head of Lucifer, the Blessed Mother participates in the crushing of the head of Lucifer in a particular, in a singular way above and beyond all others. So, brother, thanks so much for your call, because as Chris, our boss Chris Check said yesterday, questions like these are priceless, because I will guarantee you there were probably hundreds, if not thousands, of people who needed to hear that answer, Devontae. So thanks for calling. And folks, this is why we need you to help us to stay on the air, and not just stay on the air, but we want to grow. We want to expand, folks. Come join with us. If you like that answer, come on, folks. Help us to answer that question and literally tens of thousands of others, as we do every single day here at Catholic Answers. Please pick up the phone now, 888-291-8000. Please do not wait. We've only got three people calling right now. We've got 14 open lines. We need your help, folks, at 888-291-8000, or you can go to CatholicAnswersRadio.com or text Catholic to 24365. But listen to me right now. That's right. Put your cup down there. Okay, listen. I'm not being one of these TV preachers like I can see them. I'm just having a little fun. But here's the point. Put your cup down, because, look, I know some of you are thinking, what good is my $50? What good is my $25? You know what, folks? That's everything to us. Number one, as I said before, that's doubled immediately. That $25 becomes $50. And guess what, folks? That is the overwhelming majority of the gifts that come to Catholic Answers. $25, $20. Those $10 a month gifts.
That's where we live. I mean,
$10 a month. Because guess what? That becomes $360, folks. Because $10 a month is $120. And it's going to be effectively tripled, because we've got a double match going right now. So, folks, please stop that. Don't let the devil tell you your $10 a month doesn't matter, or your $50 one-time gift doesn't matter. It's everything to us. But secondly, we need that $10,000 gift right now, folks. 888-291-8000. Remember, we are in economic hard times now. The future does not look very bright on the economic horizon. And folks, just many Many. We get the letters. I've personally gotten letters and emails from folks who apologize because they hear me pouring my heart out and saying, please give. And they'll say, you know what, Tim, I would love to be able to give, but I can't. I've been laid off, or my wife's been laid off. We're struggling. We just can't give. But please, we will pray for you. So, folks, yep. If you can give, you really need to step up to the plate right now.
Lots
right
of lines now. Open.
888-291-8000. Call now.
888-291-8000 is the place to call. This the way we stay on the air, the way we have stayed on the air for 25 years, is just doing things like this every 3 months. Just every 3 months, take a few hours, ask folks if they will support us. We try to be very honest with you about where we are. In recent pledge drives, that's meant after the first day saying, wow, it was a really rough, tough first day. We don't have to say that this time. We're on a path where we can reach our goal if folks will respond to the call. And folks are responding. 8 calls on right now, about 8 lines open. 888-291-8000 is the number to call. 888-291-8000. I'm going to go back to the phone lines and let Tim just answer more questions. Tim asks for those larger gifts, and Tim does that advisedly. There's a reason for that. We know that there are lots of folks who will come through with that $20 a month gift, that $10 right. a month gift. When those are combined with those larger gifts, we reach our goals. It's infallible. We reach the goals if those are combined. So let me tell you, if you can make a monthly pledge, what we're able to give back to say thanks. First of all, if you give in any amount, $10 a month or more, you become a member of our Society 315, which is it's our largest giving society here. You get the T-shirt, the Society 315 T-shirt. You get the car magnet for Catholic Answers. You get coupon to use over at the shop.catholic.com. And you get every couple weeks, 2-3 weeks, sometimes a month, there's some kind of bonus that comes your way. Sometimes it's a bonus for a product that we have, but a lot of times it's just material that we have that we just share with our good friends in Society 315. If you can do $20 a month or more, in addition to being in the Society 315, we're going to send you the wonderful new book about how archaeology and science are proving the Bible right. It's called The Word Set in Stone by Dave Armstrong. You're going to want that one. And you'll also get 20 Answers the Early Church with it at the $20 a month level. If you could do $45 a month or more, remember, all of these are tripled. These are tripled right now because we have 2 matches on. We will give all that we just mentioned, but you also get a free course in our Catholic Answers School of Apologetics. And that's the course is Evidence for the Church, and it's by our own Tim Staples right here in the studio with me. 888-291-8000, 888-291-8000. You know, Tim says, we got more things we want to do. Well, that I just mentioned the School of Apologetics. A couple years ago, that was one of those things that we had Amen. On the back burner waiting to make sure we could fund it, and we were able to fund it with your help. So there's lots of that if we can get your support. You want to say thank you to one person before I go to the next call? Tim, I thought you would want to because you were asking for those larger gifts.
Yes, absolutely. Gary in Louisiana. Brother, God bless you. Just gave $2,600, folks. And of course, that immediately becomes $5,200.
Right, exactly.
Cy Kellett, Gary, thank you so much. Let's get somebody else to piggyback on the back of Gary's generosity. Give us a call now at 888-291-8000. Maybe we can get that $5,000 or that $10,000 gift right now so we can not only meet our match for this hour, but let's go beyond and let's build for the future, my friends. And once again, that doesn't mean you're off the hook. You $10 a month givers, you need to call right now, folks, because I'm serious, Si. That is the devil's lie, and I know it is, because when they hear somebody giving $2,600, immediately that thought will come, because I know old Slewfoot, right? And he, well, what's your $10? Your $10 a month is everything, folks. Pick up the phone, 888-291-8000.
Let's go to Denise in Ohio, listening to EWTN on Channel 130, Sirius XM Satellite Radio. Denise, we're glad you're here. Go ahead with your question for Tim.
Oh, thank you very much. I love your guys' show. I've learned so much from everybody that you have on. My question is from my previous marriage. I did have it annulled through my diocese, and I still have my wedding ring and engagement ring, and I just don't know what is proper according to the church, if it's something that I'm supposed to keep, or if it's proper for me to get rid of it. And if so, with it being blessed as a holy sacramental with holy water, what's the proper path to take for it?
All right.
Right. Well, Denise, the church doesn't have, as far as I know, any official legislation on what you have to do with it. But what the church does say is whenever you have a blessed object that is blessed for a particular purpose, and that purpose no longer exists, the blessing no longer exists either. So this is not a matter where, you know, you have a, therefore you'd have to bury it in the yard or anything like that. It does not apply. So basically, you can do what you want with that ring. It could be used in a future marriage. It could be used, you know, as a gift to a child who's getting married. It could be sold. It can be either any of the above. Does that make sense, Denise?
Oh, hang on, Denise. I put her on hold. I'm sorry, Denise. I apologize. I do that sometimes. Does that make sense, Denise?
It does. It does. Thank you.
So rest at peace. Rest. I wanted to say rest in peace, then I realized.
But don't do that.
Second,
no.
Don't say that because she's alive.
It's too soon for that, Denise.
Oh, no.
Don't rest in peace yet.
How about this? Let your heart be at peace.
There you go.
That sounds good.
While it continues beating, Denise.
Yes, God bless you, Denise. Thanks for your call.
Thanks.
And you know what, folks?
You know what, folks?
Questions like these, we take, you know, you might think this is a small question. There's no such thing. When it's questions about the faith, these things are important. That we understand, because, of course, this answer will have application in other contexts as well. Our Catholic faith is so beautiful, folks. What price can you really put on a soul who comes to Jesus Christ in his church? You can't. And yet, when you call now and you give a gift, I will guarantee you, you are going to be a participant in the salvation of souls. That is just a fact, because we have the testimonies literally by the thousands, and they come in every day, of people who come to Jesus in his church because of Catholic Answers Live. And I have to say it, Cy, the reason why that happens is because folks in the past have picked up that phone, 888-291-8000. They've called in their donations, and that's why we exist. That's why we can continue to do what we do. So, folks, pick up the phone right now. Stop procrastinating. Cy used that word. A lot of us procrastinate. Knock it off. No procrastinating allowed, folks. Pick up the phone right now, 888-291-8000. We need to hear from you. Can you give that $25 a month gift? Can you give that $50 a month, that $100 a month gift? I know there are many of you who can. 888-291-8000, or go to CatholicAnswersRadio.com. And remember, you can text Catholic to 24365. And we need that $10,000. I want to get one $10,000 gift and one $5,000 gift. Can somebody come through for us right now? One more time, 888-291-8000.
888-291-8000. Tim mentioned giving, maybe you could do $100 a month. There are people for whom that is comfortable. That's well within what they can do. And I just want to let you know, if you can, any gift, any monthly pledge over $84 a month, you're a member of what we call the President's Club. All the gifts that I mentioned before would be yours, but also you get a free copy of everything we publish all year. All you got to do is request it. You just say, I want a copy of that new book that came out from Dave Armstrong. Send me that, and we'll send it to you, or whatever it is. You get a subscription to the Catholic Answers magazine. And you're invited to our annual Founders Circle weekend, where we gather with donors to talk about the apostolate, to learn from what people teach us. I mean, there's lots of people who are donors to this apostolate who have expertise in things like computers and media and marketing and business and or the church in its various, you know, the schools or hospitals. And it really is very, very helpful to us to hear what folks have to say. So at $84 a month or more, you are invited to be part of that. And we'd love it if you would be. Give us a call, 888-291-8000.
Hey, can I share a really exciting thing?
Yeah.
61% so far of our donors are brand new donors to Catholic Answers.
For this pledge drive?
Yeah.
Isn't that wonderful?
61%.
That's so helpful.
That is really exciting, folks. And I also want to thank, we got a $50 a month gift from Petra. What a great Catholic name.
Yeah.
Petra in Plano,
name rocks.
Texas. $50. Remember, $50 a month. That becomes $1,800, Petra. Thank you. God bless you.
Thank you all so much. And I do see what Tim's talking about. I'm looking on a little computer readout we get here, and there are a good number of new
That's really exciting. Recurring pledges.
And those recurring pledges are the backbone of this apostolate, as they are for any apostolate that depends on donations. One thing you should know, we depend entirely on your donations to run the radio program and this part of the apostolate. There's a whole bunch of different things that we do, but the primary thing we do is just come on the air and ask you to keep this show on the air. And if you would pick up that phone and call, we're going to take a very brief break, but you could get the entire call done in the amount of time we're going to be away, 90 seconds or so. 888-291-8000, $20,000 dollar for dollar match. Any amount you give, $1 to $20,000, is matched dollar for dollar right now. Also, a second match for anyone who will start a new recurring monthly donation. 888-291-8000.
Are you ready to defend your faith in a world of unbelief? Join us at the 9th Annual Catholic Answers Apologetics Conference. This year's theme, I Believe in God, and it'll help you provide clear and charitable answers to atheism, agnosticism, and plain old indifference. Don't miss what promises to be the event of the season. Join us in San Diego from September 21st through 24th as we welcome our special guest, Dr. Scott Hahn, and an all-star lineup of great Catholic speakers. Spend quality time with your favorite Catholic Answers apologists and enjoy 4 days of fun, fellowship, and adoration of the Almighty. Seats are still available, but they're going fast. Visit CatholicAnswersConference.com or call 888-291-8000 to register. Enter promo code EARLY and save $50. That's CatholicAnswersConference.com.
If you're not a Bible scholar, the full message of how the Sunday Mass readings fit together can be tough to comprehend. Apologist Carlo Broussard is here to help. Join Carlo every Friday for the Sunday Catholic Word Podcast. In each episode, he unpacks the scripture readings for that Sunday and brings them all together so you can better understand and defend the faith. Visit SundayCatholicWord.com to subscribe. That's SundayCatholicWord.com.
Want to know more about the origins of the Catholic Church? Joe Heschmeyer explores the beginnings of Christianity. In the early church was the Catholic Church. Joe digs deep into the words and actions of those who lived right after the apostles to refute anti-Catholic claims of how the faith was lived back then. Order your copy of The Early Church Was the Catholic Church today at shop.catholic.com or get it at a good Catholic bookstore near you.
Welcome back to Catholic Answers Live. I'm Cy Kellett, your host. Tim Staples in studio with us this hour. Next hour, Joe Heschmeyer, our guest, and it's open forum all day today. If you've got a question about the Catholic faith, whether you're Catholic or not, whether you're a believer or not, if you've got a question about the Pope, about the Bible, about Jesus, about morals, about sacraments, whatever you got, it's welcome here. We'd love to take your call and your question. If you got the app, there's a little button on the app. You just push that button and dials you right into the studio here. So we'd love to hear from you. But we also are raising some money this hour and next hour. We are approaching the halfway mark of our pledge drive. We do a quarterly pledge drive. Let me just set the table for you a little bit, and then I'll let Tim answer some calls. And I promise to be quick about this, but it costs $220,000. We have $220,000 every 3 months, and we are fully funded. And we're fully funded in meaning we can also take on new projects. If we can stay at that level, we can continue to do innovative things, be on new social media platforms or start a new podcast in this or that way or whatever it is. So we need to get to $220,000. If we meet our match every hour, we're still short of that $220,000. We got to go past the match every hour. We don't have $220,000 in matching money. We use that to make sure the pump is primed, but we're a long way to go from where we need to be fully funded. As a matter of fact, we're less than a third of the way there and almost a half of the way through the pledge drive. Tim used that word. I used that word. Human beings are procrastinators. We know the last day is going to be the biggest day, but today is kind of the stage setter. If we don't exceed what we did yesterday, we know that we're in rough shape for the last day. If we can go beyond it today, we build each day, then we're in good shape on the last day. So I will tell you again, $20,000, dollar for dollar match. Anything that you give up to $20,000, match this hour. Also, a second match for anyone who will start a new recurring donation. So if you start a recurring donation of, say, $20 a month, then it's going to be matched, and then it's going to be matched again. That's I don't know any other way to say it. Also, we have some wonderful gifts for those who can start at $20 a month. Maybe you could do 45. Maybe you could do 84. Maybe you're one of those people that can do 100 or 150 a month. It will help us use up that match money and get us closer to that overall goal of $220,000. 888-291-8000, 888-291-8000. People were kind enough to call on the break, but they are off the lines now. We've got 12 lines clear. 12 lines clear for you to use right now, this moment, 888-291-8000. Or as always, you can go safe and secure online to CatholicAnswersRadio.com. I know you got something you want to share before we go to the phones.
Yes, real quick, and we're going to get right to your phone calls. But we had a caller, Karen, in Boise, that gave us a challenge, and I like this. Boise, Idaho, Karen wants the boys, quote, to invite older adults, that's you and I, the boys.
I know. I thought you meant you and I are the older adults. I think we're both.
That's right. Yeah, I guess we are. To invite older adults whose children are not practicing the faith to donate $10 a month as a form of prayer for the children and as a sign of solidarity with each other. I think that is awesome. We've come out of Lent. We're in Easter, but the truth is the truth. Remember, prayer, fasting, and almsgiving have a place of primacy when we're talking about penance, doing penitential works in the church. Giving alms, in fact, Jesus himself said in Luke chapter 11, verse 41, give alms and behold, all things are clean unto you, which is a reference back to the book of Tobit, where Tobit says essentially the same thing. There is such power in the giving of alms, giving to charity, giving to apostolic work, my friends. It is powerful and destroys sin in the life of the one giving. So think about that, folks. Give that gift of $10 a month, which becomes $360, as we mentioned before, for us, but as a form of prayer for your children, or let's say some other young people that you may know that have left the faith. What a powerful gift this is, not only to Catholic Answers, but for those who have left the faith. So Karen is challenge you. Give a call, 888-291-8000. Make that pledge of $10 a month and offer it for the salvation of the souls of those children.
888-291-8000. Going to San Angelo, Texas. Andres in San Angelo, Texas, listening on 91.5 FM. Andres, welcome. Go ahead with your question for Tim.
Yes, I wanted to ask about the mediatrix of all grace, Mary being the mediatrix of all grace.
Yes.
So I get the concept, I think, I don't have a problem with her, because I could be a mediatrix of grace, you know, just Amen. Like everyone else can.
I don't know about mediatrix.
Yeah, you can't be a mediatrix. Right. You could be a mediator.
Right. Yeah.
Yeah, go ahead.
In California, you could be a mediatrix.
That's right. That's
not right. In Texas.
Yes.
But I've heard, I've read some books on Marian consecration, 33 days to mourning glory, and they talk about how, God wills it that every single grace from Him goes through Mary or is distributed by Mary. And
yes.
That is something that I think I just like
right.
don't understand. Like, why does it like have
gotcha.
To be that way?
Okay.
Or why does God will it?
Sure, sure. Well, first of all, of course, when we talk about Mary as mediatrix of all grace, there's no natural necessity here, as if, you know, Mary has some super extra divine gift and power and that sort of thing. No, there's no natural necessity. God could have saved us in any number of ways. However, this is a matter of revelation or the disposition of God in the matter. What is God's will in this matter? And now, from a magisterial perspective, Mary is mediatrix. But at the Council of Vatican II, there was actually a debate on the floor as to whether the fathers would use the language of mediatrix of all grace. And it was actually voted down. They used the language of mediatrix, but not mediatrix of all grace. Now, that doesn't mean it's not the teaching of the church. It is. It is the teaching of the church that Mary is mediatrix of all grace. However, it's not infallibly defined, right? And what do I mean by it is taught? Well, you can look at, for example, the great encyclical letter of Pope St. John Paul the Great, Salva Fici Dolores, in section 25, where Pope St. John Paul the Great taught that the sufferings of the Blessed Mother, he says, are so integrally joined together with the sufferings of Jesus at the foot of the cross and on the cross, that they become a participation in the redemption of all. Now, that's more specific to the idea of co-redemptrix. Now, even though the church has kind of cooled on that as a term, Pope Francis, Pope Benedict, John Paul have all said the theology of co-redemptrix is rock solid, meaning that Mary, in her suffering, as John Paul said, participated in the redemption of all. Now, mediatrix, if you look at Lumen Gentium, for example, section 62, Lumen Gentium says this maternity of Mary in the order of grace began with the consent which she gave in faith at the Annunciation. And notice the council teaches on Mary as mediatrix all over sections 52 down to 69 in the section on Mary and Lumen Gentium. It is everywhere. Kind of comes to a sort of fruition here in section 62. But notice how it talks about how from the incarnation to Cana to the cross and into eternity, Mary is involved in the distribution of grace to everyone. Now listen to what the council says. This maternity of Mary in the order of grace began with the consent which she gave in faith at the Annunciation and which she sustained without wavering beneath the cross and lasts until the eternal fulfillment of all the elect. Taken up to heaven, she did not lay aside this salvific duty, but by her constant intercession continues to bring us the gifts of eternal salvation. See? And she goes on, and the council goes on to say, by her maternal charity, she cares for the brethren of her son who still journey on earth surrounded by dangers and difficulties until they are all led to the happiness of their true home. So notice, it's not only salvation, but also the care and nurturing of each of her children. This is absolutely rooted in sacred scripture. You go to Revelation chapter 12, verse 5, and you see the woman clothed with the sun who gives birth to the Messiah. But then in verse 17, she gives birth to all those who have the testimony of Jesus. And that refers to all of us, right? All those who have the testimony of Jesus until the end of time, as the council says. So great question, my friends. So we have to make that distinction. Mediatrix of all grace taught by the church on the ordinary level. The language itself has not been defined infallibly. Folks, this is why we're here at Catholic Answers. We need folks that are able to give answers like the one you just heard. People need to be able to know what the Catholic Church actually teaches. We live in a culture, folks, where the church is constantly caricatured and lied about in the media, often by people who name the name of Jesus Christ. Well, folks, I will guarantee you at Catholic Answers, we are absolutely dedicated to giving you nothing but Catholic answers. Please, though, right now, We need your support so that we can continue our mission. Will you help us, folks? We've only got four people right now calling. We've got 13 open lines. Folks, we need you to call right now. As Cy mentioned before, we've got a long way to go to get to our ultimate goal of $220,000. We need to go way beyond that $20,000 matching gift today if we are going to make our ultimate goal.
So, and there's still matching gift left. Like,
yes.
People should know that. We haven't reached it yet.
We have not reached even our $20,000 for this hour, and we've only got 20 minutes left. So, folks, trust us. We need you now. Please pick up the phone, 888-291-8000. It is really becoming urgent. 888-291-8000, or go to CatholicAnswersRadio.com or text Catholic to 24365.
888-291-8000. After Tim read that very nice note from a listener suggesting that folks just come in at $10 a month if they've never given before, as a kind of prayer for the children that have left the faith, as a kind of offering for that. Lots and lots of people came in at the $10 level. So just before we take a quick 1 minute break here, I'm going to remind you what the $10 level means for us. First of all, it's tripled right now, so it becomes $30 a month if you pledge $10 a month over the next 12 months. Also, anyone who comes in at the $10 level becomes a member of our Society 315. You can do that at CatholicAnswersRadio.com, or you can do it by picking up the phone and calling 888-291-8000. If you'd like to just text the word Catholic to 24365, 24 hours a day, 365 days a year. Text the word Catholic to 24365. So it's tripled. But and you become a member of the Society 315 with the T-shirt and the car magnet and the coupons and the monthly contacts giving you new material from Catholic Answers, exclusive material often, little interviews we do behind the scenes with people, talks that we get a recording of, those kinds of things. In addition to all of that, while they last, and there's plenty of them right now, I don't want you to think they're about to go out of style, but while they last, we've got a one-year premium subscription that the folks over at the Halo app have given us. So it's not it's the premium subscription. If you come in right now at the $10 a month level, that's a lot. We'll take a quick break. Perfect time to call 888-291-8000 or go safe and secure online to CatholicAnswersRadio.com.
Do you love sharing the gospel and want to learn to be more effective? Join the St. Paul Street Evangelization Online School of Evangelization. You will learn to build bridges of trust and make disciples by befriending strangers, proclaiming the gospel, inviting people to the church, and praying with others. We'll ask for a pledge of financial support, but if you are unable to give, we'll give you a membership at no cost. Find out more and get involved today at streetevangelization.com. That's streetevangelization.com.
Catholic Answers Live. Tim Staples, our guest this hour. Joe Heschmeyer will be here next hour. So if we don't get to your call this hour, Joe will come next hour. Be happy to answer your question. We'll answer as many as we possibly can. But we're continuing with our fundraising in addition to doing the usual work of just answering questions here. This is what I would like to say to people, Tim, and I want to see if you know what I'm saying.
Yeah.
B14.
Amen. You know what,
Do you know,
folks,
what that means, B14?
That's extremely important, folks, because I got to admit, Cy, I was a bit brokenhearted when I saw this note we were given that we're actually down to 13 donors per tower. And for those of you who don't know, Cy and I were racking our brains. I know we at once had 15 donors per tower.
I think at one time it was 16. I think you're right about that.
I think it was 16. And we have now dropped down to 13 donors per tower. Now, folks, this will give you a sense of how important your call is. Now, we've got a lot of towers out there. Yeah. But just lift this back up to that 15 mark per tower. It will change everything.
Yeah, yeah.
We are fully funded right here. I mean, if we can go from 13 donors per tower to 15, folks, that means you need to call. Because if we can get a couple of folks from each tower to call right now, and we've already had a few call from some towers, okay? We can do this. We should not be at 13 donors per tower. So represent your station, your tower well. Give us a call right now, 888-291-8000. And can I take this challenge a little bit higher? We still need that $5,000 gift, and we need that $10,000 gift right now. 888-291-8000, and we also need some more $25 and $50 a month donations. Can you join us at 888-291-8000? I'll guarantee you, I say this all the time, Cy, but on Judgment Day, you will not be sorry that you gave for the propagation of the gospel of Jesus Christ.
You will not. 888-291-8000. I'm going to go back to the phones. Christian in North Dakota, listening on 91.1 FM. Christian, go ahead with your question for Tim.
Hi, Christian. Yeah. So I just had a question about like vows to God, not like religious vows, but like a because those are different, but like a private solemn vow.
Yes, like a Danny Thomas vow. I always like to use that example.
Oh, yeah, that's right. I forgot about that.
If he heals his son, he would build a hospital for him, and we all know what happened. But go ahead.
I don't have that much information about it, but could you be like, God, I will pledge you this or vow this to you for the rest of my life or whatever time period, and in return, will you give me this? Is that a thing you're
yes.
about to do? Obviously not like $1 million, but like maybe help me with
well,
something.
Yeah. Christian, actually, this is a very ancient practice in the church. Absolutely. I mentioned Danny Thomas, the famous Hollywood actor who had a child that was seriously ill, and he vowed if St. Jude, to whom he prayed, would heal his son, he would build a hospital in his name, and my goodness, that vow has literally changed the world. I know I give donations every month to St. Jude Hospital, and they are literally changing the world when it comes to children with cancer and so forth. So yeah, that's absolutely real. That's something that's private. It's between you and God, but absolutely, that is something you can do. Though I always caution folks, you should take it seriously. You know, it's not the same as a public vow in the sense that you don't have, you know, your spiritual superiors, and you don't have a legal sort of more of a contract, but it's serious nonetheless. And so it should never be taken lightly, but absolutely. The fruits of those private vows have been enormous over the centuries. And folks, you know what? Once again, this is why we need you guys to help us. You know, there are folks who listen to Catholic Answers Live every day. We learned yesterday we had a Protestant friend. Wasn't he from Texas?
Yeah, Protestant man from Texas.
From
yeah.
Texas. He's Baptist. And he called. He said, I listen every day. And he said, I want to give to you guys to keep you on the air. I mean, it's amazing, my friends, what happens when you go on the air like we have, and Carl Keating, our old boss, who stepped out in faith and led us into these waters. It's incredible what has happened over the years with transformed lives, people who get answers to questions like that fellow just asked, and it changes their life, and then they make a vow, and then it changes hundreds, if not thousands, of other people's lives as well. This is what it's all about. This is what the Catholic faith is about. But there's something that we do special that you don't find very many places. We give you Catholic answers whenever the questions are asked. If it's about faith, morals, if it's about discipline, the practice of the Catholic Church, we give you Catholic answers, folks. And that is priceless. Folks, can you join with us now and support this so we can continue right now? We've got 5 open lines. This should not be, because we're coming down to the last 11 minutes and we need your help. Can you call and give that $5,000 gift right now, that $10,000 gift, or can you call and give that $10 a month gift? Please pick up the phone, 888-291-8000. And I want to thank Joe in Louisiana. Now this is awesome, Cy. Joe in Louisiana just increased his monthly donation from $25 a month to $84 a month to join the President's Club. Let me challenge. Maybe we have a $50 a month giver. You're already giving $50 a month. You're already giving $25 a month like Joe was. Take Joe's challenge. Now, Joe didn't actually challenge, but I'm going to take the Joe challenge and put it out there, okay? and follow his lead. Maybe you're giving $25 a month right now. Lift it to $84 a month, and you become a member of the President's Club.
888-291-8000 is the place to go to do that. 888-291-8000. Everybody you talk to is here in the building with us. These are our colleagues who take their afternoon off from what they usually do here just to answer calls. If you want to talk to them, if you want to share their story, your short story with them, they will share it with us. If you want to be done quickly, just tell them right at the beginning of the call, hey, I just pulled over the side of the road. I got to get this done quick. They will go so quick. So however you'd like that call to go, it's in your hands. They'd love to talk with you. 888-291-8000. 10 of them are on calls right now. 7 still waiting. 888-291-8000. Right now, $20,000 dollar for dollar match for any pledge. Say you can call up, you call up and say, I can give $10 right now. It's doubled to $20. Maybe you can give $20. It's doubled to $40.
That's it.
But it's also doubled if you can do what it was Joe just now, right? That just gave $84 a month.
Yeah.
Doubled. And then doubled again because that's a recurring donation. Any recurring donation is essentially tripled this hour. So we're coming into the end of the hour. We'd really like to meet all that match. We do need your help to do it. We're trying very hard to stay on track to be fully funded, which is $220,000. $220,000 to run this entire radio, podcasting, video operation that we do here. We call it Catholic Answer Studios nowadays because there's folks doing so many different things, sharing the good news, answering questions about the Catholic faith, often rebutting things that were said about the Catholic faith, either in the media or online or wherever. 888-291-8000. Tim, go ahead. You had something you wanted to share before we go?
Wow, it's just we've got so many coming in right now. A 2019 convert from agnosticism in Panama City, Florida, signed on for $103.75 a month to help our work. He participates in prison ministry and was just raving about our bulk book sales, helps him to do what he does and build his own Catholic library. He's given away more. He gives everything away, folks. I mean, but look at this, $103.75 a month from a 2019 convert. Folks, we have people calling in and joining with us, but we need you to do it now. We've only got 7.5 minutes late. We need that $5,000 gift. We need that $10,000 gift at 888-291-8000. Go to CatholicAnswersRadio.com or text Catholic to 24365, and we need more of those $25. And I know $25 a month givers, and I know we've got more that are giving $25 a month now that can give $50. I know you're out there. Give us a call now, 888-291-8000.
I tell you what, you keep those phones ringing, and I will keep letting Tim answer questions. We'll go to Louisiana. Anthony in Louisiana watching on YouTube. Anthony, you are going to have to be quick with your question if you'd like an answer.
Yes. Hello.
Yes.
I would like to know, the biblical and, I guess, earliest account for Church Fathers' case for intercession of the saints.
Wonderful. Thank you, Anthony.
Yes. Well, it begins right in Sacred Scripture. And we, you know, of course, Revelation chapter 5, verse 8, we see the 24 elders in heaven. And what are they doing? They're receiving prayers coming up from the earth and responding to them. And in fact, there's a parallel text in Revelation 8, 2 through 5, where the angels are doing the same thing, receiving prayers coming up from the saints on earth, taking them to the throne of God, and then casting down to the earth in the form of lightning and thunder and such, which is symbolic of the effect of those prayers on earth. So it starts right in Sacred Scripture. But what we find in the early church is some of the oldest writings we have in the walls of the catacombs. I've been there. I've been to Rome and seen these catacombs, and not only in Rome, but elsewhere, where you have prayers etched on the wall. Pray for whatever saint who had died in the first century, second century, and so forth. This was something that was ingrained in Christians because it actually goes back before Christ. We see it in 2 Maccabees chapter 12, for example, verse 46. So folks, you know what? The faith of the Catholic Church, and I wish we had more time, brother. We could talk a lot about the intercession of the saints. But the faith of the Catholic Church, my friends, is the faith of our fathers. It's the faith of the ages, and it's the faith that can set people free and transform nations. We have a track record here. We have literally transformed the world over these last 2,000 years. But folks, we need you right now to join with us. We are coming down to the wire. We've got 5 minutes.
And still have not met the match, so there's still matching money.
Oh my goodness, we've got we haven't even met the $20,000 match yet, my friends. 888-291-8000. Can I get that caller that's going to give that $5,000, that $10,000? How about a $2,000 giver, a $1,000 giver? And remember, if you give $100 a month, that's $3,600 right there.
888-291-8000. When we come back from this very quick break we're going to take, we'll let you know if we meet the match. 888-291-8000. There's lines open. Or if you'd like to do it yourself, just go safe and secure online to CatholicAnswersRadio.com. If we can use up these matches this hour, we are well on our way. 888-291-8000 or safe and secure online at CatholicAnswersRadio.com.
Amen.